USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. Flags are being lowered in Connecticut for two police officers who were killed and a third who was seriously injured while responding to a domestic violence call overnight. Governor Ned Lamont has released a statement saying the two officers died in the line of duty and ordered all U.S. and state flags in Connecticut to be lowered to half staff. In August, the Biden administration announced that eligible American students will be able to apply for thousands of dollars in student loan forgiveness. Many Republicans oppose the idea, stating that they believe taxpayers will be on the hook. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he doesn't think the administration should have the power to make that decision.
It's just a frivolous campaign promise that he's trying to fulfill to his far left.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for action now that Saudi Arabia has said they are cutting oil production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Quid pro quo, once a battle cry for Democrats when President Trump was dealing with Ukraine corruption, are now silent when President Biden publicly calls for punishing Saudi Arabia and cutting arms sales after limiting oil production. The Biden administration asked the Saudis to postpone the cut until after the midterm elections.
The UN General Assembly voted on Wednesday to condemn Russia's attempt to annex four regions of Ukraine. 143 countries supported the condemnation resolution. It calls on the international community not to recognize any of Russia's annexation claims and demands the immediate reversal of the moves.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Earlier this week, NBC News correspondent Dasha Burns stated that Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman required a closed captioning device during their interview and was unable to keep up with small talk. This after Fetterman suffered a stroke back in May. Fetterman's opponent, Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, criticizes those accommodations while appearing on Fox Business.
I don't think there's closed captioning on the floor of the Senate, and maybe he doesn't need closed captioning when he's actually moving around, but maybe he does. Again, a lot of question marks, and voters deserve better.
A new report is detailing how a Navy SEAL died.
A Navy report says, Seaman Kyle Mullen died while performing his duties as a sailor, according to the Armed Forces Medical Examiner's autopsy report. Mullen died of acute pneumonia with an enlarged heart as a contributing factor in the hours after successfully completing the Navy SEAL's notoriously difficult BUDS selection program. Performance-enhancing drugs were not a contributing cause of Mullen's death. The Navy's report says fellow candidates tried to get Mullen help, but were rebuffed by instructors. Mullen's mom, Regina, says his death could have been avoided.
No mother should feel my pain that I have right now. My son is dead and never coming back.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
In Thursday night football on Amazon Prime, the Chicago Bears are hosting the Washington Commanders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.